Hi, Kittywink listeners.
I'm Lindsay.
And I'm Juliana. Glad you're all here for story time.
Okay, open-hearted, playful, and intelligent listeners, this is episode number 9 of our sports series. Make sure you check out our website, kittywinkcrew.com, for info about us, our events, and to grab our activity book. It's a great companion to our Series 1 stories.
Our mascot and octopus pal, Ozzy, is also thrilled to have you as a member of the Kittywink crew. Together, we make an amazing team.
All right, Team Kittywink, it's time to guess the sport in this story. Jules, give us those clues.
All right, clue number 1. This sport is played with an oval-shaped ball.
Okay.
Clue number 2. This sport is played around the world, and there is a World Cup for this sport every 4 years. Okay. It's actually in Paris 1 year.
That doesn't help me.
Okay. Clue number 3. This sport uses H-shaped goalposts.
Huh.
So think of the letter H. Those are the goalposts.
Okay. So not football goalposts, but oval-shaped ball. Oh, listeners, what do you think? This one's a little bit tricky, at least for me. I don't know, Jewel.
Oh, did I stump you for the first time? The sport is rugby.
Oh, okay, rugby.
Yeah, you might have guessed American football.
Right.
Because of the oval ball clue, but it's actually rugby.
Okay.
Listen for geometry and geography in the story. And remember, geometry is mathematical and geography is all about location.
Let's go, team. Come along with us. It's time to listen, and then we'll discuss.
Ready? Go, Team Kittywink!
For 2 years in a row, Kaya's rugby team, the Cape Town Cougars, came in second place in the Girls Rugby Championship. Last year, Kaya was convinced her team would win, but they ended up losing by 1 single point.
Oh, 1 point?
Yeah.
So close. That must have been a great game to watch.
Oh, totally. A great game to watch, but a hard game to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Kaya was her team's captain, and every day before practice, she reminded her team,
"Nobody will remember how close the score is. The only thing that matters is winning. We have to work harder to be the best."
Well, I think there's a lot more than winning, but it sounds like Kaya doesn't agree. Is it safe to say she's motivated by competition?
Yeah, I mean, competition is everything to Kaya. As a team captain, she felt it was her duty to bring home a win. Kaya is extremely athletic, and the game of rugby came easy to her, meaning she was naturally a really good player and didn't have to put in as much effort as some of her teammates. Things just clicked for her.
Oh, that's great that Kaya found something she was good at.
Yeah.
It's such a great feeling to thrive at or be good at something. Sometimes it takes a bit of time to find what that something is for you.
Oh, I agree. The year before Kaya joined the rugby team, she played soccer, football, but that didn't come as easily to her. Mm-hmm. She kept getting penalties for picking up the ball with her hands.
Oh, funny.
That's a big no-no in soccer. Kaya knew it wasn't the sport for her, but didn't know what else she should be doing or what she would be better at. Then Coach Zulu suggested she try out for the rugby team. Kaya had never heard of rugby before, but after Coach Zulu explained a bit about the sport, she became intrigued. Kaya went to the library and got a book out about rugby to learn more. The more she learned about it, the more she was excited to try out for the school team.
That was smart that she got a book from the library about
it. Yes, sounds like you.
Right? I love that. I can understand why Kaya would be excited to try out for rugby after learning about it. She struggled with football, soccer, because she kept using her hands to pick up the ball. But in rugby, you kick, carry, or pass the oval-shaped rugby ball into the end zone to score.
It is such a fun game to watch. And there are so many ways to get the ball across the end zone. At first glance, it can look a lot like American football, actually. Mm-hmm. But if you look closely, in rugby, you will notice players do not wear helmets or pads like they do in football.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
Players may not wear helmets and padding, but something you might see on a rugby player is a uniform with stripes.
Oh, yeah.
When I think of a rugby uniform, I think of the ones with horizontal stripes that are evenly spaced out. These lines create a pattern. Stripes. Lines are way more interesting than people might expect. Mm. Lines could go on forever. And when you draw them on paper, they should actually have arrows on either side of them to show that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. On paper, if you draw just a line with no arrows, it's a line segment. On the uniform, though, they circle around, so they do go on forever.
Yes. And the Cape Town Cougars uniforms were similar to the ones you just described. Mm-hmm. They had alternating yellow and white lines, which created a bright and happy striped pattern. The uniforms were how Kaya got her best friend, Annika, to try out for the rugby team with her. Unlike Kaya, Annika is not very competitive. She was super creative and loved fashion, art, and people. Kaya knew rugby alone wouldn't interest Annika, so she first showed Annika the Cape Town Cougars uniforms and told her the teams were made up of 15 players, which meant it was a great place to make new friends and socialize.
Nice.
Annika immediately thought the uniforms were cool and loved the idea of meeting new friends. She did wish they were called the Cape Town Penguins instead, though.
Why would she prefer being called the Penguins over the Cougars?
Good question. Because one of her favorite things about Cape Town, South Africa, was the amazing penguin colony nearby.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the colony of about 3,000 African penguins live on Boulders Beach, which is right outside of Cape Town.
Wow. First of all, 3,000?
Yeah.
And penguins that live close to the city? That's so unique and special.
I totally agree. Can you imagine penguins in Chicago?
Oh my gosh, no.
And I think Annika is right. The Cape Town Penguins is an awesome name. But they were the Cougars, which was a great name too. And besides the cool uniforms, Annika knew staying active and moving her body made her feel great. So she agreed to try out as well.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that both Kaya and Annika decided to try new things. And it always feels good doing something new with a friend.
Yeah.
That can help the newness not feel as scary or intimidating.
Friends do make life better. Mm-hmm. Kaya and Annika loved playing on the same team together and made friends with the other teammates too. This year, the entire team was very excited to start another season off strong. Even though everyone on the team were friends, some girls got a bit intimidated by Kaya's competitive spirit and amazing natural talent. She was also the captain of the team, which made it tricky sometimes to feel like they could give her feedback.
Yeah.
This is where Annika came in. A fellow teammate would share their feelings with Annika, and then she would relay the message to Kaya.
Wait, that doesn't seem quite right.
Mm.
Everyone on the team should feel comfortable talking to the captain. That's what they're there for. The job of a team captain is to be a leader on and off the field. Their job is to encourage and support the team.
Oh, you're so right, Lindsay. And the team should feel comfortable talking to Kaya. But the problem is every time they try asking questions or sharing an idea that isn't part of what Kaya's vision for the team is, her passion gets in the best of her and she brushes off the suggestion, repeating her favorite phrase.
How many times do I have to say it? Nobody will remember how close the score is. The only thing that matters is winning. We have to work harder to be the best.
As you probably could imagine, this would end the conversation and the teammate would go to Annika.
Ugh.
Annika would always listen, ask clarifying questions, and work together to come up with a solution that would have the greatest benefits to the team. Then she would bring the solution back to Kaya, who usually agreed with whatever Annika came up with.
It sounds like Kaya's strength on the team is her physical abilities in the game, and Annika's strength seems to be more with team spirit and leadership.
This is exactly what Coach Zulu saw and thought as well. And that is why, when the new season started, Coach Zulu informed the team that the captain this year will be Annika.
Mm.
The team all clapped and cheered for Annika. Well, everyone but Kaya.
What? But that's my job.
Kaya said.
It's not fair. I'm the best player on the team, so I've earned the title of captain.
This made Annika a bit uncomfortable. I bet it did. Yeah, she loved the idea of being the team captain and was happy to see her teammates support, but she didn't want Kaya to feel hurt or angry. After all, she joined the team to have fun, wear cool uniforms, and make memories with friends. Coach Zulu had a feeling there would be some mixed emotions and immediately took Annika and Kaya to the side as the rest of the team started practice. The coach explained,
Kaya, there's no question you are the best player on the team, but that's not what the captain position's all about. I made Annika captain this year because a captain's job is to listen and support her fellow teammates. The person who gives one voice to the team and brings everyone together under the same set of goals. That sure is Annika.
Oh, absolutely. Coach Zulu made it clear that Kaya was still a valued member of the team. And once Kaya took a moment to think about it, she agreed with Coach Zulu and agreed what she did was the best thing for their team. She knew Annika was the right girl for the job.
Annika, you will make a great captain, and I support you. It's time we all play to our strengths. Mine's on the field, and yours is as our captain,
Kaya said. The girls shared a big hug and got back to practice with the rest of their teammates, ready to be the best they could be and hopefully win the championship for the Cape Town Cougars once and for all.
Oh, I hope they win. And that's the end.
Let's call a kitty wink.
Hi, kitty winks. Can you tell us your names and where you live?
My name is Mackenzie, and I live at Oak Park. My name is Carter, and I live in Oak Park.
Carter and Mackenzie, we're so glad you're here today. We can't wait to talk to you about this story. What sport was featured in the story?
Rugby.
Yes, rugby. And did either of you know anything about rugby before hearing this story?
Yes, we knew that me and Carter's aunt and uncle plays rugby.
Wow. I did not know a lot about rugby. So what did you know? Did you know anything about them playing, like about the sport?
That there's no helmets or pads.
Right.
You could kick or push or pass the ball.
Yes, you can kick, carry, or pass the ball. There's like so many different ways of getting the ball past that goal line. That is, both of those things are so interesting dots. I didn't know that much about rugby either before this story. And it is really cool that you have family members that play rugby. And do you remember what shape the ball was in?
Oval.
It's an oval. I thought that was pretty cool too.
Yeah, so many sports balls are spheres, but this one is shaped a little bit differently. And then what about Kaya in the story? Did she learn anything?
She learned that it's important to listen to others.
It is definitely important to listen to others. And then Carter, did you want to add something?
It's important to listen to others.
It is. And like, just because you're the best, you're the most skilled player, doesn't mean you have all the answers, right? You got to listen to other people.
Yes. Yes.
Would you both agree that every person brings something unique to a team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I think Annika and Kaya both brought something different to the team. What do you think Kaya was best at? What did she bring to the team?
She brought her skill.
Yeah, she did. She brought her skill because she was just a really good natural athlete. And then Mackenzie, what do you think Annika brought?
She brought love.
Love, absolutely. Camaraderie. She listened to the other players. She was able to connect with everyone on the team and make everyone feel heard and seen, which is really, really important when you're on a team.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Now, Mackenzie, what about geography? That's location. Do you remember where this story takes place?
Cape Town, South Africa.
Cape Town, South Africa. You are right. Was there an animal that they talked about that was maybe that lived close to the
penguin?
African penguin colony. There was 3,000 penguins living right by Cape Town. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Boulder
Beach. At Boulder Beach. Yeah. Boulder. Yeah, definitely. Oh, cool, guys. And then, Carter, what about the geometry in the story, the math in the story? What'd you notice?
There's 15 players.
Oh, yes. You're right. What else?
The horizontal lines.
Right. Talking about lines and stripes. And did you know that a line can go on forever and ever and ever?
Yes.
Yeah, and then if it's a line segment, it stops. But lines go on forever and ever. Nice job, Carter.
Those were great answers, and I love both of your insights into the story. Are you two ready now to play our Would You Rather, answer our Would You Rather question?
Yes. My Would You Love is very silly.
Well, we're going to be ready for it. Don't you worry. But let's start with ours. I hope you think it's okay. I hope it's as silly as yours. Let's see. Would you rather be a penguin who could waddle faster than any other penguin? Or would you rather be a cougar that could only run backwards?
A penguin that could run. A cougar that can run backwards.
I like that you guys have different answers. Tell us why. Tell us why you chose what you chose.
Because I'm a pretty fast runner.
Nice.
And I'm not really good at running backwards.
Oh, so it's like a skill you could work on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you're a cougar that runs backwards, done. You've got it figured out. And then, Carter, why'd you choose a penguin that would waddle faster than any other penguin?
Because I really want to run fastest than anyone.
You want to be the fastest of all time?
Yeah.
Of that animal? That's a good answer, too.
Okay, and then now, Carter and Mackenzie, do you guys each have a Would You Rather question for us?
Yeah, I'll just say yours first. Would you rather kick a baseball or... a soccer ball.
I like this. You're kind of swapping them. I think I would want to throw a soccer ball because I like throwing, and I think it would kind of feel like throwing a basketball. It's about that size. What about you, Jules?
Yeah, I think I agree, Lindsay. I would do the same thing. What about you guys?
I would kick a baseball.
Can you tell us why?
Because I could kick it.
I bet you could. I bet you definitely could. And Mackenzie, what's your answer for that?
Kicking a baseball. Because throwing on a soccer ball, you got to keep bending down to get it.
That's true. If you're kicking something, you don't have to bend over. You can just keep kicking it. Okay, and then Mackenzie, what is your Would You Rather question for us?
For 10 days, would you rather go to New Mexico or go to New York?
New Mexico or New York? Oh, this is a good one.
I mean, I like the idea of going away for 5 days in general. So I think I would say New Mexico because I've never been there and I've been to New York. Sorry, was that your answer, Jules?
Lindsay, you took my answer, but it's great because we could go together. Right. The Kitchen crew could travel together. I've never been to New Mexico. I've heard it's just absolutely beautiful. And I do love New York. So all our Kitty Winks in New York, we love you. But I think Lindsay and I are heading to New Mexico if we could.
Yeah, I also want to go to New Mexico. It's so cool. Also, the sunset. We only went to New Mexico in one day.
Wow. And you did you like it?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah, it'd be nice to be there for 5 days instead. Oh, those were great questions. Loved those.
Thank you so much for joining us, Carter and Mackenzie, and all the listeners. We love chatting with you. Goodbye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed our rugby story and our Kitty Wink conversation with Carter and Mackenzie.
Yes, it's so fun hearing from our KittyWink community, and we would love to include you on our KittyWink team too. If you want to be on the podcast, email us at contactkittywink@gmail.com. And parents and caregivers, check out our Instagram page at KittyWink Crew.
Thanks for letting us share what we love and for being part of Team KittyWink with us. We will end with a reminder from our favorite pal, Ozzy, to lead with your three hearts. That's showing love and kindness with your body, mind, and words. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for the support. Goodbye.
Stories written and read by Juliana Bria and Lindsay Farley. Original theme by Miriam Mayer. Artwork by Amy Nicholson and Maggie Porter. Find us wherever you get your podcasts. This has been a KittyWink Crew production.